It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Wednesday, September 24th. I'm Patricia Naft. Last weekend, conservationists, students, and volunteers were spread out across the North Fork area collecting water samples. KBNF's Jake Ryan found out why.
I'm standing with a few other people on a back porch of a home outside of Paonia. The North Fork of the Gunnison is right behind us.
We're going to have to purge the well. And what that means is that we are getting any water that's been sitting in the well out of it and getting a fresh sample from the aquifer that we're going to let it run. Michelle's going to water the lawn or the flowers or the garden. And then after we've done that, we're going to take our water samples.
That's Katja Hayfitch. She's with the Colorado Water and Energy Research Center, or QWERC, based out of Colorado University in Boulder. They're testing 10 wells today to get baseline water samples. With proposed oil and gas development not too far away, QWERC and the Conservation Center teamed up to see where things stand now. That way, they hope to be able to scientifically look at any changes that might happen to the water quality.
So this is what comes from the lab. And there's 11 bottles in here for different tests that the lab does. And if you were to do this as a as a well user, what you would get is a cooler, this bag of samples, a chain of custody, a list of what the different bottles are, but no instructions on how to collect the samples. So that's kind of why we have the guide.
They're testing for a wide range of stuff that could be contaminating the well, from methane to volatile organic compounds like benzene. Once the 11 bottles are filled, the biggest stakeholder in this particular test, the homeowner, Michelle Miller, has a few questions.
Can you tell me this, Katja, but how long approximately does it take to get the results back?
So we should get the results back from the lab in 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
And then we give ourselves 2 months to get back to you, so with the interpretation guide and the interpretation.
Yeah. Miller definitely appreciates how important her water is.
We drink our water, we use it for watering, we use it for washing, and I'm hoping that I'm hoping that it will verify that it's pretty good right now, and hopefully we can take measures to keep it that way.
But she says that really it's just an assumption.
This assumption that your water is good and that there's no problem with it and that you're taken care of, and it's really scary to think that it may not be.
CU Boulder and the Conservation Center plan to keep testing the same wells ever so often to be able to pick up on any changes.
That was KBNF's Jake Ryan. Colorado's U.S. Senate race is considered by many to be a toss-up. Incumbent Senator Mark Udall and Republican Congressman Cory Gardner are trying to win over as many key voting blocks as they can before November 4th, and that includes women. As Benta Berkland reports, women play a critical role in the state's last close Senate race, and they are poised to do the same again.
4 years ago, the race was between appointed Democratic Senator Michael Bennett and Republican Kim Buck. During the waning days of the contest, Bennett focused his attention on the female vote and narrowly won. With women making up 51.4% of all registered voters in Colorado this election, it's a scenario Democrats are hoping to repeat.
So when it comes to women, and the question is, who's going to be there? Not some of the time. Who's going to be there? Not when it's convenient. Who's going to be there? Not, when the race is looking tight and women are looking a little feisty. It's who's going to be there for women all of the time. The answer is Mark Udall.
Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren recently attended a rally for Mark Udall in Jefferson County. She was in the swing county to mobilize volunteers who are making calls and knocking on doors for the incumbent.
There are people who believe, Republicans who believe, Cory Gardner, who believes, that women are fine. No, they are. They're just fine. They're worth 77 cents on the dollar. They can make many of their health care decisions.
It's a point Democrats have spent the summer trying to drive home, blasting Gardner over women's issues in flyers and speeches and on television.
What's the difference between me and Mark Udall on contraception?
There's a big difference, but Cory Gardner doesn't tell you in that ad. Last year, Gardner sponsored a federal personhood bill.
The message resonates with Sally Ogden from Denver, who was at the Udall rally.
Well, the message is out there. It's a matter of people getting out and voting. And I'm just hoping young women realize why they have the options they have right now, because some of them, I think, take it for granted.
Social issues aside, going into the midterm election, Ogden says she cares more about the economy. So does lifelong Republican Kathy Holdreth.
Do you have a moment to answer a couple of quick questions about issues that are important to Coloradans? And you're speaking to a teacher. I was a teacher for a long, long time.
She's spending her evening making calls to voters from a GOP field office in Lakewood. She thinks Democrats are spending too much time focusing on abortion, contraception, and reproductive rights.
I don't feel that you should be a one-issue person. I think that is downing women. I don't think you're giving women credit for being intelligent. If you don't have a job, if you don't have good health care, I don't know. I think women should be intelligent enough to make decisions for themselves. That's how I have always been.
Republicans are trying to pivot away from abortion and Cory Gardner's stance on personhood to highlight other issues such as health care and energy.
What's a Republican, like me, doing at a wind farm? Supporting the next generation. That's what. I'm Cory Gardner. I co-wrote the law to launch our state's green energy industry. Now, I'm working across party lines to encourage the natural gas our economy needs.
Recent college grad Brian Petrich from Evergreen, who was helping with the Gardner campaign, says these broader economic issues are driving his vote.
Just because I think that's something that our elected officials can truly affect change with, where social issues, I feel like, you know, it's not really our government's place or whatever.
With female voters holding a 3-point advantage over their male counterparts, Colorado State University political science professor Kyle Saunders says focusing on women's issues is a good strategic move.
Democrats will continue to attempt to make salient women's issues and in turn bring women to the polls to vote for them and kind of take advantage of the gender gap that exists. And I think Republicans will continue to hit and try to tie Democrats to President Obama.
But while the GOP tries to broaden its stance, candidates such as Cory Gardner can't ignore the topic of reproductive rights altogether.
I believe the pill ought to be available over the counter, round the clock, without a prescription. Cheaper and easier for you.
Recent polls have shown Senator Udall leading Gardner among women, although in a poll by Quinnipiac University, the candidates were virtually tied. With so much at stake, the ad barrage will continue. The Republican group Americans for Prosperity will be airing national ads targeted to women, while Democrats say they're trying to highlight policy differences on a range of topics important to women. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Up next, Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.